This recording, Manitoba 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently to stroke the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she had wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Then, almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
I do! I have many pets. So I've had 8 birds. I got my first bird when I was 10. And now I'm on the 7th and the 8th bird. My last 2 lived for 10 years, so I'm proud of that. And the first few died pretty quickly. But I think that was because I didn't know how to take care of them properly. So now I have my 2, and I hope they stay with me for a long time too. And I also had dogs. So I had 2 labs. I'm at the back of my throat, and it's like North Dakota. It's very back here, and that's probably, they thought that was the cause of why my nodes, and because I force my speech, I don't just let it flow. So, but it just kept getting worse and worse the more I'd get, like, heckled for it. So, and that, and my L's are far back, and I go, "Oh," all the time, and if I want to do film and television, no one's gonna hire an American actor that goes, "Oh my God," all the time. So that type of stuff. As me, I do, and I don't even notice it, but as soon as I pick up a script, it's like I hear my teacher's like voice in the back of my head, and I go, "Oh." Like I try to, but then I feel like I'm also forcing. So in script, I feel like it's just I'm very self-conscious about it, which doesn't help with acting. So it's been almost 6 months now, so I'm trying to get out of that.